Previously on Let's Talk Drama Series, Miss Pinky holds her first lesson and the students are excited. The headmaster, Mr. Amani, has a heated discussion about the subject with the pastor and Mr. Manzini, the community representative. The pastor refuses Mr. Amani's offer of attending one class lesson and witnessing for himself what the students are learning. Mr. Sadiki meets the pastor along the school corridors and encourages the pastor to broach the new subject, and the students make plans for their birthday party.
Have you seen that birthday girl yet?
Yeah! Did you see her shoes?
Girl, yes! I couldn't stop looking at them!
Is that why you were looking for her?
Yep! I need to find her and get out of here because the party seems, well...
Girl, what? Why? The party is just getting lit! Even your boyfriend's here!
T, they are not my boyfriends! Wait, who is here?
Ha, now you want to know!
Talking about boys, I spy lover boy Musi coming straight at us.
Girl, where? Is my lipstick still on? Do I look okay?
Babes, relax. You look very fire. You won't know what hit him.
Thank you, boo.
Hey, cute things. I see you looking all forms of fine this evening. Especially you, T.
Thanks, love. Nice jacket.
You know how I do, girl. Man, this is my song. T, come show me what you got, girl.
cool. Wait, hold on. Lou, are you okay staying here alone?
Girl, I am good. Go have fun. Take a wave, Boosie. Be safe, T.
Definitely will. See you in a few. Mwah.
So, can I get you something to drink?
Yes, love. A cola would be nice. A cold one. It's getting a little too warm.
Is it me making you warm?
Stop, pussy. Get my cola.
Yes, ma'am. I do have something stronger than cola, if you want it.
I don't even want to know, pussy. I don't drink alcohol, and I'm not planning to start today.
Relax, girl. There's a first time for everything. Try a little bit. Me?
Nah, Rosie, I don't want it. Are we going to dance or what?
Cool, girl. Let me get your cola first.
Hey, sexy. Why are you standing there all by yourself?
Hey, TT.
Oh, come on now. I expected a better greeting. No hugs for your favorite boy?
Here you go with your silly jokes again.
Yo, I'm not joking, Lou. I've been looking at you all night.
Yeah, right.
Jeez, what do you mean? Why are you doubting me, Lou? You know I'm yours.
Very funny, TT. Are you done checking out all your other girls at the party?
What other girls? There's only you.
TT, you're getting too close.
Oh, yeah, girl. Oh, to get a kiss from those beautiful, succulent lips of yours.
Have you been drinking?
Yeah, of course. You want some, too?
No, thank you. I'm okay with my cola. TT, I want to leave. Please move a bit.
Come on, Lulu. Why are you acting fresh? I thought you wanted me the same way I want you.
And in what way is that, TT?
Yeah, you know, us kissing and more.
You mean sex?
Oh, yeah, baby. You know I want you so much.
Look here, TT. I am not ready to have sex and will not be anytime soon. I choose to wait, and that is final.
Wow, Lulu, why are you icing me just like that? I mean, why are you acting like a church girl? You're so boring right now.
Bye, TT. I see Lena over there looking at you.
Clearly, you don't want me. Yo, Lena, wait up.
We'll see. I don't feel so good.
Nah, baby, it's just the air. Wanna go outside?
No, I want to go to the bathroom.
That's a better idea. Want me to walk you there?
Oh, that's so romantic. Are you trying to keep me away from the other guys?
Hell yeah! Ain't nobody touching my girl!
You know you have to stay outside.
Baby, no one is watching.
There might be other girls in the bathroom.
Then they'll know how protective I am of my bae.
Nah, Wuzi, stay outside for a bit.
If another girl takes me, don't cry.
It took a while.
Sorry, babe. I had to wash my face.
It's okay. You still look gorgeous right now under this beautiful moon.
Really? And what will you do about it?
Girl, come here. Let me show you.
Wuzi, don't do that. We don't have condoms.
Come on, baby. Just a little bit.
It's not safe, Wuzi. We need condoms.
Baby. Condoms are only necessary when lying down.
Really? So nothing will go wrong if we do it without condoms?
Trust me. I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Titi, stop! I don't want to do that!
Come on, girl. You know you want this. You've been grinding on me the whole night. Like you want some.
I don't want to. You
You're not going to turn me on just like that and run away?
Girl, where did you run off to? I looked all over for you and couldn't find you.
Liar, you were up at the bathroom wall doing whatever with Vusi's face on.
Silly girl, for real, I did come looking for you.
You mean Vusi gave you space to breathe last night?
First, lock the door.
This sounds juicy, girl. Dish.
Shh, your mom will hear us.
Okay. Tell me, what happened? Why are you blushing?
Well, last night was magical. Vusi was such a gentleman. He was doing everything I wanted. He danced with only me all night. He kissed me. His eyes were all for me.
He had to. Did you see yourself in that dress? Hot. You almost burnt us all.
Girl, stop. Do you want the gist or not?
Okay, fine. Continue. What happened?
So, anyways, I wasn't feeling well after too much cola and decided to go to the bathroom. Vusi, being the gentleman, walked me there and insisted on waiting for me.
Oh, so cute.
Right? Then he told me how gorgeous I looked under the moon, and suddenly we were kissing. Girl, it was so magical.
What? What happened next?
If you stop interrupting me, I will tell you.
Okay, fine. So tell me.
We did it.
You what? How? Where?
Shh, not too loud, girl.
How was it? Did you use protection? Tell me everything.
So we were kissing, then Vusi started touching me. It felt nice. I told him we couldn't do it because we didn't use protection.
Yeah. Did he have any?
No! He didn't have any. But he said it was okay since we were standing, so nothing would go wrong.
Really? Didn't you remember what Miss Pinky said?
Girl, are you really going to talk about school lessons right now? Relax. Vusi has done it before, so it's okay. He knows what happens.
Okay, if you say so. I still think you need to at least get a morning after pill. You know, that emergency contraception stuff?
Girl, who's going to sell or give me a morning after pill without telling my mom?
Okay. You got a point there.
Oh, friend, you won't believe this.
What? What's wrong?
Your boy Titi has been arrested.
Wait, what? Who told you that? What did he do?
Rich says he was arrested for raping a girl from last night.
Rape? Titi?
Yep, can you believe it?
I don't know. He was kind of weird last night.
What do you mean weird? Did he try anything with you?
No, not really. He leaned into me last night and was smelling heavily of alcohol. It scared me a bit.
Wow, I'm sorry I left you alone.
Nah, it's okay, love. I left immediately after that.
At least we now know he's not the guy for you.
Yeah, definitely not my type. I can never date a rapist.
Me too.
T, I am just wondering, why was the cola making you feel unwell last night?
How do you mean?
You said you went to the bathroom because of the cola. Were you feeling drowsy?
Actually, yes. Felt weird, like too much cough syrup.
T, don't take this the wrong way, but I think Vusi spiked your drink.
Nah, Vusi wouldn't do that.
Remember, Titi was smelling of alcohol, and I heard from someone that him and Vusi snuck some alcohol into the party.
Oh, wow. But anyways, it's all good. I had fun.
Don't you think that if he did that, it would be rape also?
Lulu, sometimes you say the most ridiculous things. Vusi raping me? I mean, I was there and accepted to do it. How is that rape?
Well, I read an article about it that says that when someone is not sober, it is not full consent.
Lulu, it's not that serious. He didn't rape me. Don't call me a rape victim, please. Let's just drop it.
Okay, friend. I will drop it. I just wanted you to know that.
Well, now I know. I was there and I know I wasn't raped.
It's fine, T. Anyways, do you want to share some cake my mom baked yesterday?
Girl, I'm so hungry. Let's also get some fries.
Mm-hmm. Nice idea.
Sir, can I get you a table?
No, it's okay. I'm meeting someone here, actually. There he is. You can bring me a beer, though. Very cold.
Zuma, what took you so long?
Oh, my friend, it's been a long day at the station. How have you been, Sadiki?
I'm well, enjoying my evening, as you can see. What are you having?
Ah, it's okay. The waitress has already taken my order. How has your day been, though?
Quite okay. except for this new teacher. Have you heard?
Bits and pieces, but I know she's called Mabuz.
Yes, that's her. She was brought here to teach children about sex. Can you imagine little children being taught about sex?
Who sent her?
I'm sure it's one of those NGOs who are also teaching our children all other manners of hidden things.
Is that so?
Yes, definitely. You know, such women have a bad past and want to pass it on to the future generations because they have failed in life.
Ah, man, Siddiqui, how do you know this? She just moved here.
Yeah, but do you see her with any man? What else would a pretty woman like her at her age be doing single? Unless she has a promiscuous past.
You never know.
I don't trust that woman one bit. I don't even know why Aman is going along with it.
I think it's a good thing the kids are learning about sex. I mean, today I had to process a teenager for rape. A kid from your school.
Rape? What was the girl doing or wearing? You know, these girls, these days.
Hey, it's not about what the girl was wearing, you know. We should never blame the victim, but hold the aggressor accountable. Who in this case is that young man? It seems there was a party last night and some drinking was involved, which is never a good thing.
I don't understand. How do you blame the man when these young girls are going around wearing skimpy clothes, wearing makeup and showing their breasts to everyone?
Come on, Siddiqui. That's a very wrong way of looking at it. Plus, they are minors under the law.
My friend, what do you mean minors? So our fathers who married our mothers when they were 15 years old broke the law?
Yes, in some ways they did. Sometimes our cultures have certain traditions that harm our children, and it's our duty to protect them.
Get off your high horse, Zuma. We are African men. I'm sure you side with that Mabuza woman as well, huh?
I do. I think it's important for the teenagers to have conversations about sex and learn about how to be safe from an actual sexual health professional.
God forbid. Children shouldn't be talking about sex. It's unheard of.
But with the rampant teenage pregnancies reported monthly by the clinic, it's more important than ever to have such conversations. Just the other day, a girl's family came to the clinic to report a boy impregnating her. And the girl thought it wasn't possible to fall pregnant if they were standing while having sex. Have you ever heard of such nonsense? Don't you think that these students must get the right knowledge to help them make the right decisions?
I think it's just not right to talk about sex with my pupils. Period.
All I'm saying is, give this Mabuza a chance. You never know. It might turn out well for our little town.
Whatever, man. Whatever you say. Let's forget all this and drink. Where's the waitress, huh?
Praise God, brothers and sisters. I said, praise God, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, amen. Praise God.
I am happy to see all of you this beautiful Sunday. What a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. Worship and listen to His word. Today we are going to talk about sin and avoiding sin. We all know what sin is and what the Bible says about sin. We first see and learn about sin in Genesis while in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve go against what God tells them and they commit the first sin, which gets them thrown out of the garden. We are Christians, faithful children of the Lord, but we are not free from sin. We have been saved, but we have to live by His word and promises. Somebody scream hallelujah. You see, in this modern world we are living in, many people seem to forget what the power of sin is in the small temptations.
True. Preach, Pastor. Preach.
The little things that we do. You young people spend your time drinking and engaging in physical sin, knowing that the Bible tells you not to. I want to mostly address young people. Your bodies should be pure. In this I mean the things of the devil. I want to mostly address young people. Your bodies should be pure. In this I mean the things the devil is trying to do. Using other people to whisper in your ears. pushing you to rush into sin, into drugs, sex, drinking and posturing for the things of the world that are all fleeting and taking you further from the love of God. I heard that they are going to be teaching young people about sex at the school. Why would someone want to lead young children into sin like that? Polluting their minds with sex and how to do it? The world has made it easier for you to sin. Lord have mercy. That's why they want you to not see the consequences of your sin. Amen? They don't want you to see it. Us as the church are against whatever Riverblock High School is intending to do, and we condemn it. We will not allow our children's minds to be polluted by that sinful woman. I have taken up this matter with the school, and we shall continue talking until we come to an agreement that the church buys into. Let us sing. We are together in praise. Amen. I said amen, somebody.
Let's talk about early and unintended pregnancy, EUP. Here are some questions to discuss with your family and friends. Was Tendo right to want to take condoms to the party? Did Vusi rape Tendo since he spiked Tendo's drink? Do you think the pastor is right to want to stop the new subject being taught? And if it's so, do you think he's right?
Join these and other interesting discussions on Facebook. Visit www.facebook.com/Let's Talk EUP. This drama series was brought to you by the UN Population Fund, UNESCO, Save the Children, and SAFAIDS. Find out more about the Let's Talk Early and Unintended Pregnancy program at www.let'stalkeup.com.